Tell me what people are going to see when they drive by these signs.
Well, they're going to see the number of fatalities to date, and then they're also going to see the percent of those people that have been killed that were not wearing safety belts.
How many of these signs will you have out?
Well, the signs will be varying, but we do have the opportunity for potentially 66 rural message signs that could display the sign. It's a rotating type of situation, but those rural signs will be located on I-70, 44, 55, 35, 29, and US 60.
Are these the electronic signs that I see?
Yes, they're message signs, yes. Mm-hmm. We call them digital dynamic message signs. That's what we refer to them as.
Well, I know I'm being warned to watch out for motorcyclists. I'm being told that I need to buckle my seatbelt and don't mm-hmm. text. I see these signs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why are we putting death numbers on them?
Well, we've seen a rather dramatic increase in fatalities in Missouri this year, a 14% increase. We have had 6 consecutive years of decline, and this is very concerning to us. When we compare last year's numbers to this year's numbers, there are 58 more fatalities this year than there were at the same time last year. So we're trying to alert people to the fact that safe driving is really, really important, and that we want them to take steps and personal responsibility when they're behind the wheel. And that means buckling their safety belt, choosing not to drink and drive, paying attention and not using cell phones and other distractive devices, and, of course, following the speed limit.
Well, the signs are going to say, you know, we have X number of deaths and a certain percentage of them weren't wearing seat belts.
Correct.
Other than people driving down the road and seeing them and getting this information, is there a subtle message behind just posting those numbers that you hope people will think about?
Well, if the person travels that roadway on a frequent basis, since the signs will be changed weekly, they will become aware that, you know, we do lose a number of people each week in roadway fatalities, and we're hoping that this awareness will make them more sensitive to the fact that what they do behind the wheel really counts, and we want them to arrive alive safely wherever they go. And this is just one way for them to know about the realities of the magnitude of the fatality problem in Missouri.
Did you say we're 50 fatalities above where we were last year at this time?
We are 58.
58.
Additional fatalities when you compare 2012 to 2011. That's correct.
That's through July.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Okay. The reason I asked was I'd done a story with the Highway Patrol at the halfway point of the year, mm-hmm. and we were up 17% at that point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really come down at all. We haven't started reversing that trend at all. And you hope that this sign, with the cumulative effect of the information, I guess, will get people
right.
thinking a little bit more about what they're up to.
Yes, and we will continue to utilize our other tools. We certainly are out there trying to make engineering improvements. We work with our local law enforcement to try to, you know, enforce the laws of Missouri, and we have some major public information campaigns trying to make people click it or ticket and, you know, our impaired driving message of drive sober or get pulled over. So we're just adding this as a tool, and we are hoping that it will help us reverse this very troubling trend.
Well, You can try to pound a message into motorists' minds, but part of the reason that we dropped in fatalities over the last 6 years is because our roads are just safer than they used to be. How much safer are our roads than they used to be?
Well, certain countermeasures that we have placed on the roadway have shown us great benefit. For example, the installation of the 3-strand cable on our major interstates, we're estimating that that's probably saving about 45 lives a year. We have installed numerous miles of rumble strips and rumble stripes, and those two are life-saving engineering techniques. But we know that once we install those, and we make a gain from all those that are being installed, we must continue to look at other ways. Behavior seems to be somewhat problematic, and by behavior, I mean we can install lots of engineering, but if the person chooses high-risk behaviors behind the wheel, then no matter what we do out there engineering-wise, if they're in a crash and they're unbelted, the likelihood of them being injured is increased. If they choose irresponsibly to drink and drive, then obviously they put themselves and others at risk. So we have both that engineering side and the behavioral side and the enforcement side, and we work together with all those components to try to make Missouri roadways safer.
I would be, if I were in your position, I would be a little bit discouraged by the fact that the department had invested so much in making the roads safer, and all of a sudden motorists seem to be throwing all of that out the window.
Well, we certainly aren't throwing it out the window. When you go back to 2005, we lost 1,257 people, and when you go to 2011, we lost 785 individuals. So we've seen a 38% decrease in fatalities over these last few years since 2005. So, you know, nothing that we do is really being thrown out the window. I think that what we're finding is one of the challenges we had this year, we had a very unseasonably warm winter. And because of that unseasonably warm winter, we saw some target audiences were out more frequently than they would have been if there would have been snow and very cold. For example, we had a 100% increase in motorcycle fatalities in January, February, and March. You know, warm weather. We also saw a very large 100% increase in fatalities of our older road users and passengers. Again, they would be more likely with very cold weather or snow events to stay at home. But warm weather meant more opportunities for them to be on the road. And then, of course, that put us pretty much behind the curve at the beginning of the year.
Is this a sign campaign temporary, or how long do you think these signs will be up?
Well, I don't have a real time frame. We're using it for a period of time. I don't know how long they will be out there, but they are going to be out there for some period of time, probably through 2012 as we march toward trying to get these numbers reduced. But we're wanting to utilize them just as another tool to help motorists be aware of our highway safety and highway safety issues.
It seems to me, Leanna, that we've had more multiple fatality accidents or crashes this year than I can recall. I mean, not just two people, but three, four, five or so. You guys keep track of that?
We do keep track of that, and we have seen some increase in multiple crashes. You are correct. So we know that's something that's hard to manage if there are multiple people in the vehicle and then there's a crash that's severe enough and then multiple lives are lost. So, yes, there has been an increase in the number of multiple crashes.
And that's where the seatbelt campaigns come in, especially important.
Extremely important. You know, not only wearing the safety belt in the front seat, but having everyone in the car buckled appropriately for every trip. Children, you know, and young children, and then babies and so on.
Okay. Anything else we need to touch on with this new campaign?
Just that we're hoping that it will bring awareness to the fact that we need to be a full-time driver behind the wheel, and we need to reduce those high-risk behaviors. And we will be changing the message sign each week. And we're hoping that weekly advisory will help people to understand that we do lose people almost every single day on our highways, tragically.